6 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Party people in a place to be. You are now rocking with the best. I'd like to welcome y'all to another episode of No Good Hump Day with your boy Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good. No motherfucking good. Don't you know no good. Yo, I'm in here, you know what I'm saying? I had to take care of a lot of shit today, so I didn't even get to eat. So what I want to do, I want to at least try to munch down half of this little $5 footlong, or $6.35 footlong, I should call it, but the shit ain't $5 no more. But I'm a munch this now and shit. But yo, you know what I'm saying? Won't y'all call me up if you tuned in off the internet? Dial 718-664-9115. Press that number 1 and go live. You know what I mean? I see the 510 in the building. the 956661. Shout out to everybody on the switchboard right now. But yo, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get into some more music real quick, and we're gonna take some calls. And you know what I'm saying? We just gonna do this. You already know it's No Good Hump Day. Check me out.
Y'all that's fucking with that next to blow. Pump got me so loud, gassed up, test to go. I be tuned in and I'm jamming every show. Go get the cages out the zoo, I'm an animal. One time for Tampa Bay, two times for New York. Got different deals on different tables, I feel like a pool hall. Haters, I don't do y'all, but thanks for your support. With enough of your ambition, we can put me in the Porsche. I think that I'm Ross, cause I feel like a boss. Blow a couple hundred and just take it as a loss. Queen T, I swear our radio ain't fucking off. The way that y'all be killing it, y'all should get a charge. And most rappers fraud, so I just play my part. Cause I don't see no challengers, I am not a dodge. But I can pull strings like I am a guitar. Next to blow radio, I feel like a star.
Next to blow radio, I feel like a star. Plus I got this drop board, I feel like a car. You know who we are. Like a star.
No line, it's Mossberg Big. Yeah, I co-sign. We all in the streets like a road sign and doing plenty work. We put in overtime. I got a lot of fans, got a lot of haters, but I don't mind at all. They keep me motivated. It's number one or nothing, never second place it. Fastball out the park, bro. Home basic, it's basic. Reset my traces, beat all my cases. No more probation. Tie up my laces that I walk the gate with. Put up my right hand that I count my cake with. I don't know how y'all did it, but you pulled it off. But even bigger than that, you got my full support. Drinks on me, meet me by the bar. Next to blow radio, I feel like a star.
Next to blow radio, I feel like a star. Plus I got this drop board, I feel like a car. You know who we are.
Turn it up, make it slap, make it clap, Al Kid on the track. cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it slap, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track, cause I'm next to blow. So it's music, no S's, no C's, and you heard of me. Mr. Google pull up in the studio team, no filter, Bay Area stand up. Now you kinda get the picture, be sure to press that one. What it do, Queen T, it's DBZ, straight from the West Coast, Bay repping the most, mud got EA, rhymes with Hennessy, melody on the radio, turn it up for me, HP spark it up for me, on the left side, cause you know what's the best side, stateside, worldwide, my DJs, no motherfucker, no motherfucker, Wednesdays it goes down in his hood, he knows it ain't jokes, holding it down on Sundays, till the free, they bona fide G's. Keep me cracking up, cooking some more crack up, butter cake, lit it up, let it go, cause I'm next to blow. Make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track, cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track, cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track, cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it slap, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track, cause I'm next to blow. They wanted who the next to blow. All you really gotta do is call in to know. Volume on full blast, might sound crazy, but you can't go wrong with Miss Queen T, baby. My name's Buzz Bizarre, you ain't heard. And what I like to talk is a four-letter word. Hand me on the mic is like sci-fi to a nerd. It's like what fly is to a bird. You're now tuned in to this thunder rhyme layer. On one of the hottest stages, no wonder they trying to hate us. Whoever say the greater, that slander, you better pay up or change up your propaganda before we slay ya. Representing Oakland, California, where we like to drive water, big corners like Daytona. 718 is the area code. 664-911-5. Let's go.
Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow.
Yes, indeed, indubitably. While I try to figure out what's up with this damn switchboard on Blog Talk motherfucking radio. What's happening, everybody, though? You know what I'm saying? Let's take some of these calls. I see the 510, the 956-302 in the building. Let's get into the 510 right now. You know what I'm saying? We got the Bay Area in the building. What it is like? How you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Google Bowl, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up, aka Mr. Bingit Bitches. What it do, Hocus?
Y'all, what's good with you, bruh? How you feeling on this No Good Hub Day?
Hey, man, I'm just over here watching basketball, chilling. You know what I mean? Just getting it in.
Indeed, indeed, indubitably, man. So what's good? You ready for Christmas, man?
Man, look, you know I don't do the white man's holiday. You know what I'm saying? the pagan ritual. You know,
tell them about it, man.
The pagan ritual by Romans, where they used to sacrifice children. I ain't down with that, but you know what I'm saying. As far as the kids, I'll take the kids and, you know what I'm saying, take them to Toys R Us, let them get some stuff. But I don't celebrate Christmas.
Righteous. You know, I haven't been doing that for a while, for a couple years now. I don't even put up the decorations or anything. Everybody, what happened? Why do you need some decorations and all this shit? I'm like, nah, I don't do that. You know, it's just not me. And fuck Santa Claus, Satan Claus, I should say. All you got to do is switch a couple letters and turn Santa into Satan. I don't do all that. Yeah. Hell no.
Yeah. Now, once you become enlightened, you know what I'm saying, it's hard for you to just sit there and be like, oh, yeah, let me just go ahead and keep pretending. I can't keep pretending now. I ain't going to hate on the kids now, for you know what I'm saying? So even for my own kids, I'm by humbug on Christmas, but I still buy them some gifts because they kids. You know what I'm saying? When they get older, I'm going to enlighten them on the whole real thing. You know what I'm saying? After white man. I know if I see a white dude sliding down my chimney, I'm shooting his ass.
For real, I'm saying, though, what the hell you doing in here anyway, coming down chimneys? I thought sounded a little too big to be fitting in a chimney anyway. How is that all? I don't even understand the whole psychology of, you know, telling your kids that a fat white man is going to come down your chimney and give you gifts. Like, I never got that shit. Even when I was a kid my damn self, I knew, but I'm like, hold up, this shit don't even sound right. Mama, stop lying. You better stop them games. Nobody got time for that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's awakening inner. I can't believe it.
For real, for real. So, man, this past week, you know, we had a travesty this, I believe it was on Friday or on the 14th, you know what I mean, at Sandy Hook Elementary. What are your thoughts on that? How do you feel about that whole situation that went down?
You know, everybody's like yelling gun control. It ain't got nothing to do about gun control. It's about the value of life. If the kid didn't feel his life was valuable enough to, you know what I'm saying, and it's like my man Tupac said on Juice, I ain't shit, and you less than a man than me. So then I figure you ain't shit, pow, so be it. And that's exactly what happened, and it's a shame that the child of that age felt that way about themselves.
Right. Yeah,
and
that is crazy.
No value. Yeah,
so
no value.
How old was the, I don't know how old was the shooter in question?
Man, I don't even know how old, like, I don't even know the details. All I know is the psychology behind the madness, you know what I'm saying? When something is so hopeless, like, your life is just so invaluable that you're willing to take it and then also take, there's some type of detachment there. And, you know what I'm saying, parents, man, make sure you spend time with your kids, understand your kids, learn your kids, quit plopping them in front of the TV, quit putting them on YouTube. Man, spend some time with your kids, find out what they like, they don't like, what problems they got going on in school, what problems they got in there, you know what I'm saying, kids, they got a lot more stuff on their brains now than when we were kids, you know
right.
what I'm saying, so, man, take the time out and learn your kids, you know what I'm saying, learn when something ain't right with them, you get that little feeling, you're like, I ain't right with this little motherfucker, let me holler at him.
For real, definitely. I think communication is just at an all-time low right now. Everyone just communicates via Twitter and Facebook, but y'all need to hold real-life conversations, you know, face-to-face, voice-to-voice, because all these little applications that y'all using on the computer is not the same thing. I think that part of life is, you know, it's gone, and we need to get that back to where we can communicate with each other again, and
yeah,
that's not going to solve all the problems, but I think that it'll definitely help, you know?
Yeah, there's a major disconnection between people nowadays. It's like, people are like, oh, you didn't wish me happy birthday on Facebook. No, fool, I'd rather call you and tell you happy birthday. I'd rather come to your house and sing you happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Don't get, and you know, people get depressed. Oh, I'm going to commit suicide because you didn't, you know, tell me happy birthday on Facebook. Man, that's your Facebook, man. Facebook, to me, it's just an avenue to showcase my music, or maybe to blast of, you know, some of the things I'm thinking, you know, with illustration, you know, so you can visually see it. But, man, if you got 5,000 friends on Facebook, they're not your friends. You know, you might know 100 of them.
Man, for real, though, for real. You know, because, yeah, most of the people that's on your friends list is just taking up space. How many of them do you actually communicate with, like really sit there and talk to? I mean, of course, you don't have to be in the same state. I think that the World Wide Web has made the world a smaller place. You know what I mean? You can communicate with someone way, you know, overseas, and that's cool. That's great. But how many of you guys are really communicating with these people other than spamming their walls with your music? Like, get to know the people for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. We living in a crazy society right now, but, you know, I'm blessed to be here, blessed to be having, you know what I'm saying, dope-ass music on the line with me. I know you cooking up some more shit, man. You always got slappers and shit. Your music creativity is just amazing, bro. It's, I don't even know, man. It's crazy. What can we be expecting from you in 2013? What you about to drop on us?
Man, on 2013, man, I'm dropping the, you know, the Bay Chronicles, you know, 1983 to 2013. It's just basically, you know, my whole life, you know what I'm saying, in the midst of all that, you know what I mean? So that's going to drop in 2013. I actually sent you, you know, one of the songs that's going to be on the album. Called The Massacre, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then, of course, I got the Hocus Pocus joint that was sent to me, but it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out, so that's why I sent it to you. It's
okay.
Got to be right, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be right. So when I go back into the studio this weekend, it's going to be right. You know what I mean? I don't like doing half-ass work, and I don't like it if the voice don't mesh with the song, if the words don't mesh with the beat. I got to scratch it, you know what I'm saying? So I had to scratch it and start all over, you know what I'm saying? So we'll be looking out for the new Hocus Pocus joint. It's called, you know what I'm saying, hashtag RNS, because it's going to be some real nigga shit I'm spitting.
Righteous. Hey, that's what's up. I'm looking forward to that. And I appreciate that honesty, you know what I'm saying, letting me know you're going to redo that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I already know you're going to give us some dope-ass music, man.
You know what I mean? You know, I got to, you know, I guess people won't believe in me if I'm putting out whack-ass music. I can't be dope-ass music putting out whack-ass music.
Can't do that. Not at all. You got any requests for us tonight, bro?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? If sometime throughout the show, if you happen to upload that the massacre for me, you know, and get it in sometime within the next 2 hours, man, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We could do that for you for sure. So stay on the line, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm going to get into some music. I don't even know what I want to play because I want to finish eating my damn sandwich. I ain't get to finish that.
Hey, you know what you can play? You can play that, you know what I'm saying? Play that Chardonnay, that Love Me, man.
Oh, my goodness, I love that song. I'm going to need Chardonnay to call me on my show, you know what I'm saying, and talk to us about this track right here because I'm in love with that song, for real. That's a slapper.
Hey, we're going to do a collab.
Shout out
her,
to Miss Chardonnay,
her.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
say that,
her,
bro.
Me and her going to do a collabo. She's going to be on a dope-ass music track.
Hey, I'm saying, though, and she got to jump on some Hocus Pocus, too, you know what I mean? For real. For real,
yeah,
Chardonnay, man, her voice is just amazing. You know what? We're going to stop the talking. We're just going to let y'all hear this, you know what I mean? My show just turned into like an R&B show, but it's all good because we got some tight-ass R&B artists here on the switchboard, and I want to get into some of these R&B soundings from my girl, Love Chardonnay. Make sure y'all hit her up on Twitter, at Love Chardonnay, the number 3. This song right here is called Love Me. Check it out.
You want to
There. Yo, shouts out to my girl Love Chardonnay number 3. Make sure y'all catch her on Twitter at Love Chardonnay number 3 is what I wanted to say. We got that requested by my boy Dope Ass Music. Stay on the line, Dope Ass Music, because we're going to get into some of your music en uno momento, por favor. You know what I'm saying? But I want to get into some more calls right now. Let's get into this caller from the 302, caller 743. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
What's good, what's good, what's good?
Yo, what's happening? Let everybody know what's your name, where you calling from, and how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day.
It's Crush the Catalyst calling from Newcastle, Delaware, and I'm feeling real good on this No Good Hump Day. What a good, Hocus.
Yo, what's good with it, Crush the Catalyst in the building? What's happening, man? What's going on? Tell us the word. I know you next to Blow Radio now, right? Let everybody know something about that.
Yeah, I'm officially Next to Blow Radio. My show is tomorrow with Lyrical Incision. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be madness. It's going to be popping.
Yo, that's what's up with it. That's what's up. That's great, man. Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the family. So what can we be expecting on tomorrow's show? What, you guys got a hot topic in line? Or what's up? What the caller's going to be expecting with this new show now?
Well, we have a very special guest, a hip-hop pioneer, a hip-hop legend. I'm not going to say no names.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to come in. You're just going to have to tune in and find out. But it is a hip-hop legend.
Top
he
secret.
He is a pioneer. And it's just going to be crazy. And we have great topics. We got great music. We're going to have great callers. I already know this. It's just going to be that day. It's just going to be real good. We're next to Blow, and that's how we're going to live by. We're going to live by that standard. We next to Blow.
That's what it is. That's what's up. That's what's up with it, man. So, you know, a little earlier I was talking about the tragedy that we had, you know, this past Friday at the elementary school, Sandy Hook Elementary. I wanted to know if you wanted to touch on that subject, if there's anything you'd like to say. How did you feel about that situation that occurred this week, over the weekend?
Like, it's just, it makes you just think about people's humanity. It just makes you really think about what goes on in people's heads. Like, it really does. Because if you can actually commit to doing something like that, it's got to be deep, dark demons inside of you. Like, it's got to be deep, dark demons. So, it really makes you want to get into that person's head, like, really, what made you go to that extreme?
Right.
Like, those were babies. Like, those were little kids. Like,
yeah, 5 and 6 years old. That, I think the oldest was 7 years old or something like that is what I heard.
And those,
like, that's
and
crazy.
Like, that's the ages of my nieces. Like,
yeah.
I'm looking at them crazy now when they want to go to school. Like, it's like, we're paranoid for let our kids go to school now.
Definitely.
Is that where we're at now?
It's crazy. It's really insane. And my whole thing is, like, what's going to happen next? What do you think is going to happen, you know, what's going to happen now after the fact? Because it's definitely going to be some changes within the nation and maybe even the world. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the Obama administration is going to do?
I don't know, but it's something that needs to be done. All these killings across the nation is ridiculous.
Definitely. It's insane. You know, I just definitely think all of you parents out there, you guys have to just, you know, if you're not already close with your kids, you need to become closer. You know what I'm saying? Definitely just love your kids and let them know that you love them. Not just by telling them. Definitely tell them. That's something that you should do every night. But show them even more so. You know what I'm saying? Be there for your kids and let them know, you know, this is a crazy world we're living in, and tomorrow's not promised, even for the kids, as we can see. That is crazy. I was just blown away after I heard that. It's insane. I could never expect someone to go and, you know, do this to elementary school. That's the craziest part about it. We know about Columbine, this high school, which is still, that's fucked up, don't get me wrong, but at an elementary school, no one expected that. That's just like someone's worst nightmare come true.
Like, I thought it was some sick, twisted joke that was spreading around Twitter. Like,
yeah.
Because I cannot see that happening. Like, but, and then it actually turned out real. Like, I thought, like, I read it on Twitter. I'm like, oh, that's just wrong. Like, why would you make up something like that? And then I saw the news report. I'm like, oh, my God, this is serious. This is real.
It's real. It's crazy out here. It's crazy, you know. They say we living in the last days. I mean, every day we get closer and closer to it. I don't believe that the world is going to end on this Friday, December 21st, but we never know, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how the world is going to end, you know what I'm saying? It might last forever. It might not explode or however, whatever it is that they think. You never know, but you have to live your life and love it, you know what I'm saying? You have
most to definitely.
Just go out and, yeah, you have to live, you know what I'm saying? Live now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Live today, you know what I'm saying? Because tomorrow is not promised.
You got to live to the fullest. That's what we're on this earth to do. We ain't on this earth to sit around. We're on this earth to live.
Right.
That's
right, and inspire others, you know what I'm saying? Inspire others to live. Because, you know, I mean, we can't go back into the past, but someone could have gave that guy who was the shooter at this elementary school some words of wisdom that probably could have changed his whole aspect and mind thought, and he wouldn't have did that. So that's why I encourage everyone to just go out there and inspire others. That's what we definitely are here to do, I think, is to help someone else out. You know, it's not about ourselves. It's about the next person, for real, and what you can do to help that person. Straight up. Straight up. You got any requests for us tonight, Crush?
I actually sent something on today. It's on the switchboard. It's my rendition of Mirror.
Okay.
Is it
titled Mirror?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I see that right here. So we finna get into this. Crush the Catalyst Music. Everybody stay online. Don't hang up your phone. If you tuned in off of the internet, make sure you call me, 718-664-9115. Press that number 1 when you're ready to go live. But right now, we finna get into this. Mirror, Crush the Catalyst. Check, 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 check it out.
Why you shoot the sky? together. Cause you can get your dumb ass together, together. I see you glee, glee. When you wanna flee, you used to be my only friend. So why the fuck you lying to me?
Here we are again.
That was a nice track right there. We still got Crush the Catalyst in the building right now. You know what I'm saying? What was the inspiration behind those lyrics, man?
It was just like it was the Lil Wayne song that I first found. Then everything I was listening to that, I was like in a deep dark like place in my life. Like I'm still trying to get out of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything I said in there was true. Like, I lost, like, my sister. I lost ties with my sister and my brother. Like, me and my ex were, like, going through it. Like, everybody around me, I felt like I couldn't trust no more. And mm-hmm. when it all broke down, I could only feel like I could blame myself. Like, I wanted to blame everybody but the person that really needed to be blamed. And that was me.
Yeah.
So
I
just sat down and wrote, like, and that's what came out.
That's dope. That's dope right there. You know, a lot of times at the end of the day, we have to look in the mirror, you know what I'm saying, and talk to that reflection. You know, that's the person that's going to help you out at the end of the day, for real, straight up. Straight up. Well, I appreciate you for tuning in with us. You know, I already saying I'm gonna be tuning in to y'all show tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know, how can we get in contact with you? What's the links? You know what I'm saying? So people can get more music and see what it is you're doing.
Twitter, Reverb Nation, Facebook, MySpace, everything. Crush the Catalyst.
For sure, for sure. So make sure y'all get at my boy at Crush the Catalyst. That's the DA. Right?
Yep.
Crush the Catalyst, for sure, for sure. Another host right here on Next to Blow Radio. Make sure y'all tune in to his show tomorrow with Lyrical Incision. That's Thursday night, same time, 6 to 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 to 11 on the East Coast, all right? That's what's up, that's what's up. So let's get into, you know what, we're going to get into some more music, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the 614, we finna take your call. Uno momento, do not hang up that phone, you know what I mean? Everybody that's tuned in off of the internet, make sure y'all give me a call, 718-664-9115. If you have any requests, you want to make any shots out, you know what I'm saying? Anything like that, give us a call. Any, if you guys have a show or anything you want to promote, this is the time to do it, you know what I'm saying? So just give us a call, and I got you. You know, but right now I want to get into some more of this music on the line, on the switchboard, I should say. We got music from North Rock 360, you know what I'm saying? This is an ill track right here. I always get crunked to this shit. It's live, so you know what I'm saying? We're going to speed it up a little bit, crank it up a notch. We were playing that R&B, so now we want to, you know what I'm saying? We want to shake something right here. Need you tonight, North Rock 360 featuring Ro Timmy. I want y'all to check it out.
When you walked in, it was over. I knew that I had to have you. No, I don't know who you came with, but I know you needed me. Baby, I need you tonight. I can't let you go. Baby, I need you tonight. I can't let
and you deny. No ifs or doubts about it. I say we talk about it somewhere that's nice and private. 'Cause I'm looking for love and I'm hoping that you can be the one to help me find it. 'Cause I need a queen and you got a king. Well, I could spade that diamond. Guaranteed that alone together we can change the weather and create our own climate. Let's believe that the boat is better. Got the motion set up so we coast through the night. So forget about the losing, never settle for a mic win. Open up the window or you gotta do is climb in.
To the point that I'm out of my brain, caged in rage. I lost my way, but I just found you. I ain't lost no way. It's so simple, you think. Just walked in and I'm all on the brink. I wanna ask you what it is that you think of a possibility of a love so sick. Heart pitter patter in the matter of a clock tick. Just one look in my heart held hostage, ransom. Anything you got it. If you want it, you can have anything that you can just imagine. But it's just me staring at you. Probably thinking I look like a damn fool. 'Cause I ain't saying a word, yet it feels so right. Mom, I need you tonight. I ain't saying a word, yet it feels so right. Ma, I need you tonight.
That ain't blinking. you got, just take a shot. Take a shot, take a shot. Whatever you got, just take a shot. Take a shot, take a shot. Whatever you got, just bottle after bottle. We in my and I swear, no need to be strapped, but put your shots up in the air.
Yes, indeed, indubitably, that's dope right there. That's my boy, Minnesota Fresh featuring Ninos. You already know, Soda Free in the building. Make sure y'all check out the Soda Free show every Sunday, you know, right here on Next to Blow Radio. Let's take some more of these calls right now. You know, I see we got a caller calling from the 718. Caller 728, you live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
My favorite DJ, how you doing?
Yo, what's good with it? Let everybody know, what's your name, where you calling from, and how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
Every time I call Next to Blow Radio and I'm listening to DJ No Good, a.k.a. Hocus Pocus, I always can't stop blushing. I don't know. You always make me blush.
Oh,
what's
shit
good,
now.
Everybody?
Don't be saying shit like that, girl.
What's good, everybody? Yeah, I already know. That's my brother right there. I love Hocus Pocus. This is your girl, Magasta, calling from that 305 Miami area. You know, calling and saying some love. How you doing off this No Good Hump Day?
Oh, I'm feeling good, feeling great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm over here watching X Factor on a laptop, working, listening to that fire-ass music I was listening to. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Soul Free. And I'm just vibing. I wish I had some. I have some wine, but I wish I had some brown liquor.
Oh, shit. You like that you like that dark liquor, huh?
Yeah, I wish I had some E&J, but...
Oh, shit. They call that Irken Jerk.
That Irken Jerk.
That's that Irken Jerk right there. Man, something going to be irking and jerking by the end of the night off that E&J.
it makes me feel cool and collective. It makes me feel relaxed.
Yeah, I like, you know, I'm not really a drinker much. You know, I does my 420 friendly thing. But when I drink, I don't discriminate. I drink some light. I drink some dark. It don't matter. I'm a tequila man, though, really. I love some tequila. I drink tequila. I could drink. Now, I drink tequila with you probably all night and be fucked up. And it don't matter if it's the okay. if it's the brown or the light tequila, but I love me some tequila. I got Patron. I'm looking at my bottle right here. I'm gonna need to crack this open a little later.
Patron, you got that Patron on deck. Okay.
That Patron, you already know. Own that Patron. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I appreciate you for calling in. What we were talking about a little earlier was the tragedy that happened this Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary. I want to know, what are your thoughts on it? What do you think caused the guy to just flip out like that?
I don't know. It's kind of confusing. Only God knows, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I was under the impression that the mom was at the school working, but they told me that he killed the mom at her house in pajamas. And then he went to the school. So I'm guessing, I'm trying to see maybe, you know, they probably fired his mom. I don't know.
Whichever way, that was just so wrong for him to take those innocent lives like that. I mean, I don't know. That's crazy.
My thing is this. I feel like goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps and I was just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
They said that each child had at least 3 bullets in them. Can you imagine when they had those bullets and them, those crying for their mommy or their daddy?
I know.
Can you imagine?
That's crazy,
crying, like,
man.
You know,
that just made me sad all over again hearing that.
And then the pretty lady that they said the shooter went into her classroom, but she had the kids hide in a closet in the cabinet, and he was like, "Where are the kids?" Mm-hmm. And then she said that there was at a gentle, if the kids are not there, I'm going to kill you. And he just killed her. And all the kids in the closet, like, crying. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
That's crazy. Man, you know, I might have to change my topic. I'm over here starting to feel a certain type of way. You know, that is really fucked up. Shouts out to all the family. You know what I'm saying? Much love and respect, I should say. I don't even want to just give them a regular shout out.
But you know, one thing that pissed me off though, there's one parent, I don't know how she was able to do it. One parent on CNN just laughing about it, like, how the hell your daughter just died on TV laughing and talking?
Yeah.
I personally,
that's crazy.
Like, God forbid someone died in my family, the last thing on my mind is to go on Facebook and put rest in peace. I think about fucking Facebook or Twitter to put rest in peace. So I don't know how I'm going to do that shit.
Yeah.
Your family member died, you on Facebook, called rest in peace to so-and-so. I can't do it. I wouldn't be able to have my little girl dead or my little boy dead, and I'm on national TV talking about it, laughing. I can't do it.
There's a lot of conspiracy stories going on right now. You know, I didn't see the one with the lady, but I did see one with a guy who I don't know if it was his daughter or his son, but yeah, they caught him laughing and, you know, everything too before they went on air. And then when he got ready for it to go on air, that's when he started crying and whatnot. But it seemed staged. I don't know. You know, it's a lot of talk going on. You know, America has a lot of false flag operations, and that's what this seems like it is. But at the end of the day, I think the kids really did die. They really did kill kids, and that's what's fucked up about it. Rather, it was just a crazy guy who did this, or if it was an inside job to push gun laws, we never know. But I think it's just fucked up.
I know you know about the whole guy that went to the movie theater that shut up all the people, or whatever. They said that he had some type of voodoo on him or whatever. Where that made him like do that shit. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I've seen the videos on YouTube, but I don't know. It's like shit. It's crazy, yo. Like you said, you would like damn, God, like really though, like really God, like really. I mean, you know. This is my thing. I cannot watch CNN, and I will not watch the news for next month. Is when they said each child had at least 3 bullets in them.
That's crazy. That's just insane. That just lets you know he was just firing off rounds, not even caring. He just, man, how could you do that? What could put that type of evil into your heart?
I mean, he was young. And then the thing about it is that they found his mom dead, and they found his brother dead.
He just went and started killing everybody. I mean, why you just didn't kill your damn self? I'm not trying to I'm not pushing suicide on anyone. Y'all should never do that. But you definitely don't need to be going killing other people either. If you feel that bad about it, you should have just killed his damn self. Why you got to take all them children out with him? You know what I'm saying? That was fucked up.
I'm going to the police and say, you know what, I'm having crazy thoughts to kill people. Please lock me up. Something. Put me in a mental home. Like,
man,
what you said over my eyes, you said that you have someone that comes like, come to my word. You think it's an inside job where they would have to ban guns and shit? That's some crazy shit, though.
It really is, and you know that's why I lose friends a lot from voicing my opinion on what's going on in America, but that's all right because I am entitled to that. But you know about this situation, once I heard about it, that was the first thing that went in my mind is that it's a false flag operation. Now a false flag operation doesn't mean that everything about it is fake. It just means that the story that the media is telling you is fake, meaning that it might be more to this story than just some guy that was crazy wanted to kill the kids. You know what I mean? It might be a hidden agenda to it. I'm not saying that's what it is, but something is telling me that it's more about pushing these gun control laws is why this situation happened. You know, and I mean, you know, we talk about 9/11 a lot. A lot of people feel that it's an inside job. I don't know. How do you feel about the 9/11? Let's go back to 9/11. What do you think about that whole event that happened in our history?
You may not believe me when I tell you this shit. I was a senior in high school.
Right.
And I tell you no bullshit, hocus pocus. I was in bed sleeping. and I squat everything I love. I saw a plane hit a building, but I'm thinking it was my school. So when I woke up that morning, I told my mom the dream, said, you know what, don't go to school. Just stay home. Just in case something happens at the school, you're home.
What?
And I told my cousins, stay home, because I swear, in my dream, I saw a plane hit a building. And I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I told my mom the dream, and she told me to stay your ass home. So when it came around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I seen the news. My mom called me and she was like, what the fuck?
Just like the dream.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck going on? And she was like, I don't know, but.
I know you Haitian, though. That's how I know you Haitian. You Haitian for real. That is crazy.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Like, I be having dreams that let me know shit, and it's scary that I know these things are about to happen, but it's some crazy shit. But you're right. It probably is some inside job, but the whole kids dying thing,
yeah.
And then think about it, they buried a lot of the kids at the same time. Why?
Yeah.
They had like 6 funerals in one day. I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean.
At the same time. I'm like.
You never know. You never know what your own government is capable of doing. I just want to put that out. I'm not telling you that the government did it, but I just want to enforce that you never know what the government is capable of doing. I mean, the government, the same American government that we're talking about, killed millions of slaves on the transatlantic slave route, you know, coming from Africa to America. It was so many more slaves that were killed, tossed into the sea, that didn't even make it to America. So don't just say that American government is all for you. That's all I want to say. You know what I mean? But I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't try to go out there and look for all type of different theories on a conspiracy. But I do like to put two and two together, and two most of the time makes four. It might make five in some other universe, but here it makes four all the time. So you got to just put the pieces of the puzzle together, you know.
And the internet tells you a lot. If you say Google is a motherfucker, I don't care nobody tell me. You can find anything on Google.
Yeah.
And
Google
will tell you straight up. YouTube, everything will tell you is so scary. The things you see, and things you hear. I don't care nobody tell me that. That's what people I see in Miami. I swear to God, they're not human. I'm sure
for real.
They don't look human.
Huh.
They're like some type of like mutant or something. Away, look at you like you straight, but like you good.
They probably possessed or some shit. You know, they got them demonic spirits on them or something. Man, it's crazy.
I want to go back to about the dude, and then he was on Facebook when they were talking about the Haitian dude that ate the guy's face and whatnot.
Out there in Florida, that was crazy. And you know what? They tried to say he had weed in his system. Like, they were trying to make it like he did it because he was high off some weed. Come on now. You got to be fucking kidding me.
No. It had nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They wanted to make it seem like it was that drug that did it, but if it's trying to ban the drug or whatever, but no. That had nothing to do with that. That nigga was possessed. That's what the fuck it was. You know what I'm saying? It was possessed, and then it came out at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? It did what it do, but he was possessed when that shit happened.
For real. Talk to him. Tell him, Agassia, for real, because a lot of people, they don't be believe. I be trying to tell them, but they don't want to listen.
I'm going to tell you. Voodoo is real. Don't get shit twisted. Voodoo is real. Do not underestimate that shit. So you could be walking next to a person, you're walking next to a demon. I'm telling you, all that vampire shit, all that shit is real. I'm telling y'all, it's not fake. Vampires at 12 o'clock, midnight, 2 o'clock, that shit is fucking real. I don't care. Any movie you see that come out, that's some real shit. It don't make up these things, bro. It should happen every day.
Yeah, you know, I be tripping off that shit, too. Like, how do they come up with these ideas? I don't care what type of drug. Yeah, drug use could probably influence your brain, but a lot of these things in the movies, they be messages, like it's subliminal messages just to get your mind conditioned and ready for this shit. Like, what's that one movie, Splice, where the alien, they mixed the alien genes with the human genes or some shit.
I was watching that shit.
Hell no, what made them think of this shit? They must be doing this shit in the lab or something for them to come up with some shit like this.
Or something happens or something like that. I'm telling you, these movies, man, there's no way in the hell somebody can make up some shit like that. It happens somewhere in the country, somewhere in the universe. And they say, you know what? Let's turn this bitch into a movie. We're going to make money off this
shit. And make money off a real-life situation that they call it, and they say that it's non-fiction, but it's really the truth. It really happened somewhere. They might twist it a little bit, exaggerate it just for more money, but at the end of the day, a lot of these movies are true, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by true events, I should say. That's the technical term for it. That is crazy.
Me, you think a light focus, like when you was on Facebook talking about how, you know, everybody's talking about it, but just because it happened in the U.S., but shit like that happens all over the country and nobody talks about it because it's not in the U.S. You're right about that on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that happens. I ain't gonna lie. Kids get killed every day in different countries, but you don't see them on CNN. You don't see them on CNN talking about it. They don't give a fuck about that shit.
They really don't. And, you know, and it's not to be, I don't want to, you know, hurt, no, it's not to hurt nobody's feelings or nothing like that, because I'm cool with everybody that's cool with me. Long as you love me, I love you too. But you know what it is? This situation, it was a lot of white kids that were killed, so that's why they push it so much for white America, and that's what it is. They don't push brown kids who die every day overseas or within our country itself, because kids die every day, you know what I'm saying? And they don't push it.
I don't think they had that one black person in that school. I don't think so. Because all I saw was white people, white kids, craziness.
Yeah, and that don't mean that it's not sad, because, of course, that's a tragedy. That's very sad. But I think it's fucked up that they only push it because it was a white face on it. They won't push all the kids that die in Iraq and Afghanistan and all the brown kids. You know, brown skin toned kids. You know what I mean? It don't matter from dark brown to light brown. Anybody of color does not get that recognition like the white establishment does. And I think that that's pretty fucked up. For real.
Yeah, you know how they do.
Yeah, you know how they do, and that's how they're gonna keep doing it. You know, we have a black president, hooray Obama, but you know, Obama is, trust me, it does not stop at the president. It is people telling the president what to do, and I need y'all to realize that he is trying so much to do what he can, but it's only so much.
They blame him for everything.
You can't blame Obama for everything. Yeah.
He's only gonna do so much. They're gonna understand if they don't. If he put something on the table, and everybody don't sign it, that shit not going through, yo. So y'all can't blame Obama and doing shit. Like, okay, crazy scenario, yo. Crazy shit.
I heard this
dude shot and killed his whole family the minute he found out President Obama was president again. That's some fucked up shit.
Wow.
He killed his wife, his daughter, and his son, and he killed himself. Wrote a letter, said, I'll be damned if my family stays in the universe to have another fucking black president. Nigga, you fucking crazy? Are you
that
fucking crazy? You should kill your own motherfucking self, nigga. Like, really, though. Like, come on.
That's the world we live in, though. That's the world we live in. That's why, again, anybody that's listening right now, we need to go out here and inspire others so that they won't think these crazy thoughts like they thinking. You know, it's so much. You don't know how much evil is on this planet. It's a lot of it. But I think that we need to counteract that evil with love. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Ain't nothing wrong with showing love. It's too much hate in America for sure, but across the whole planet, you know. So I definitely want to counteract that. You know, with spreading some love, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of love out there to give, and I think that we definitely need to do that as a people, you know, to just inspire someone else, you know. Sometimes giving charity is just giving someone a smile. You could smile at someone and change their whole day, you know. Not that fake smile, though. It got to be authentic. You feel me?
that fake shit, I mean, legit with your smile, man. Make that shit presentable, you know what I'm saying?
Right. For real. That's what's up. Yo, shout out to the 702-661-323, 718-510 in the building. I got my girl Magasia online right now. Magasia, man, we got this music on the switchboard. I know you got a new track out right now. That's How I Like It. Talk to me about this, because I never heard the interview about the inspiration and motivation behind this song right here. How did you come up with this idea?
All right, you already know how I like to get down, hookers, you know what I'm saying? I like to call myself the female version of R. Kelly, because I like talking about, like, you know, sex and, you know, all that good stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
So this song being called That's How I Like It, it inspired me to write it because, you know how you just get into a relationship with somebody, you know, you guys are talking, you're texting, you're kissing, you're touching, then... You know, a lot of guys don't ask girls these questions like, baby, how do you like it? How do you want it? How do you want me to give you head? How do you want me to stroke the pussy? How do you want me to do
oh,
it?
Oh shit,
do you like
now.
It? You know what I'm saying? how do you want it from the front, the back, the side, the corner?
Hey.
You want me to die? How you want it done? You know what I'm saying? So like, you know what? So the song explaining to him, you know, how I like it, and he's asking, well, you want it like this, that's how I like it. So that's what inspired me to write that track and do my thing on it. And I think the beat is so fucking sexy. Oh my God, I love sexy ass beats. Oh my God.
That's what's up. So go ahead, you know what I'm saying, introduce this song, let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, what's your name, where you calling from, and what it is they about to hear right now.
Hey, what's good, everybody? This is your girl, Magasia, from that 305 Miami area. You're about to listen to my new track, That's How I Like It, with my boy, Hocus Pocus.
Check, 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 check it, yeah.
Can you take it real slow?
music from Miss Ooh-wee, straight out of Miami, 305 in the building. Magasia, I like that track right there. You doing your thing, girl. That's what's up.
Thank you,
Hocus
Pocus, my favorite DJ.
Hey, that's what's up. Let everybody know, how can they get in contact with you? What's your Facebook, Twitter, and how can we hear more of that good music you got?
Almost definitely. You guys can always Google me. I know a lot of people say Google me, but be sure. Google me because I'm the only one with that name, Magasia. So
and spell it for them, so you know, some people might not know. How the hell you spell Magasia?
Yes, it's M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. Again, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter. I do follow back at she_is_Magasia. M-A-G-A-S-S-R-A. If you don't know what underscore looks like, shame on you.
Shame on you for real. All right, underscore is like the dash, but it's under the dash. It's a long line. It's a little longer than the dash, and it's lower than the dash. How about that?
Yes. So make sure you follow me on Twitter. Like my Facebook page on Facebook. Just search Magasia later. Facebook.com. Miss Magasia, MRS, because I'm married to the music game. You already know. So that MRS, Magasia, MAGASSRA. And thank you so much, Hocus Pocus, for playing my track tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Yo, and I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in, rocking out with me. You know what I'm saying? Keep it locked because I got more music coming up. You know, we're going to take some more calls, get into this topic of the night. And you know how I do it here on No Good Hump Days.
Thank you. Most definitely.
For sure, for sure. And, yo, I want y'all to make sure that y'all check out Magasia with Miss Queen T every Tuesday and every Thursday, you know, right here on Next to Blow Radio. Tuesday is from 5 to 7 on the West Coast, so that's 8 to 3. Or matter of fact, go on ahead, Magasia, let the people know how can they hear you and Miss Queen T doing y'all thing right here on Next to Blow Radio.
Yep, for those of you that don't know, I do have a show, Miss Queen T, you know, it's on Next to Blow Radio every Tuesdays. We're saying we're coming back on Saturday, but we're not sure. Sorry, something twisted. We're not sure yet, but every Tuesday is between 8 and 10 Eastern Standard Time. Make sure y'all tune in and we play good music. We'll be vibing, chilling, we'll be joking around, you know, having a good time. So I look forward to having some new callers tune into the show on Tuesday. Next Tuesday is Christmas. So we won't go live next Tuesday.
Oh, shit, wait, y'all going to be on live? Y'all going live on Christmas?
No, we ain't going live on Christmas.
Fuck that. We're going to be getting fucked up.
No, we're going
to add
in more Puerto Rican
rob
too.
Oh,
you know
what time it is. Oh, you already know. I know what's up. That's what's up. Well, shit, Merry Christmas. Have a happy holidays, you know what I'm saying? Tell everybody I said what's up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be back in Miami next year. I hope you know that.
Yes.
Hey, and next time we got to, like, kick it for real, though, you know what I'm saying? We only got to see each other that one day, but I enjoyed it. Me and Magasia and Ro chilled and shit
I got a cook for y'all.
That's what I want, some of that food. I know you be throwing down.
Yes, most definitely. I can't wait for that. It's gonna be major.
Okay, so we're going to make that happen, most definitely. Yes, indeed, okay. Indubitably. Well, keep it locked, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into some more of this music, get some more of these phone calls and all that. Everybody that's tuned in right now, make sure y'all press that number one when you're ready to go live. 323, I see you, so don't hang up that phone. You're going next. Yo, shout out to everybody. You already know this is Next to Blow Radio with your boy Hocus Pocus, DJ No Good, no motherfucking good. Don't you know no good. Also, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at HPocus2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. You know what I'm saying? Get in contact with me. Talk to me. Find out more about what it is that you want. You know what I'm saying? Ask me a question. I ain't going to be scared to answer it, nigga. Just call at me. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get into some of this music real quick, and then we're going to take some more of these calls, y'all. I want y'all to check it out.
I always know.
strong without a fight. I know that's just what you want. That's just what you like. I know that's just what you practice. Southern Baptist versus Catholic. So fantastic, it's just action. Our relationship is graphic. Cause when we started fucking, then my heart was fractured backwards. It was after scrapped it while I'm living in comfort. I was feeling it's high repetition. Yeah, we all listen like gymnastics. My mind has been tripping backwards. Almost like on acid, but half of this shit is classic. Cause I know that you don't love me. You only love my penis. Well, that's okay because I love your brain, baby, genius. Have you ever seen this? Only the greatest use it. I'm only thinking of reasons of baby making music. I mean, the baby's the reason. Jesus, this is the season. Do it while we breathing. Never know what's up this evening. All that silly shit, girl, just leave it. Say we don't need it, but I guess that's just the games you play. Arguments like every day.
I we do.
Talk about hoes that you know not hit. Different color kicks and polo fits. The shit you bought or the dough you spent. Hold that thought, love. You all call up on the lies that your homegirl say. Your best friend say that I ain't worth shit, but she sent me a text just the other day. Talking about what you doing, how you been. What's up for the night we drinking? You smoking? Well, you must be. It's a cold ass game, nigga, trust me. Fuck who? Fuck you. Me and you, it's just us two. Argue then we make up like dumb bitch. I love you, but I know that you don't love me. You only love my tongue. Ate her from the back and then I got her sprung. She called it love, I called it lust, but it don't really matter. Cause after all, the name calling, we be fucking after. She tell me do it faster. I record it on camera. Another sex scene, we turn into a movie after. Behind the lights, a total different puzzle. First come the liquor, then we bicker like a married couple. Yes, sir.
How we do?
Every day, we be on that every night. We can't get along without arguing. We can't get along without fight.
Arguing about the
fight. We can't get along without fight. We can't get along without arguing. We can't get along without fight.
Arguing back and
forth.
Arguing back and forth.
I was having my mom made me tough, and I was a loser.
Okay, there it go. Shit, motherfucker, I said work. Yo, that was a track right there from myself featuring my little brother Yak the Ripper, Fully Loaded in the Building, Back and Forth. Make sure y'all check out that song on ReverbNation.com/HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. Also get at us on ReverbNation.com/FLClipGang. You already know Fully Loaded is in the motherfucking building. But I want to take some more callers, so let's step into the caller from the 323. 702, I see you down there. If you want to go live, make sure you press that number 1. But right now, we're going to go to the 323. Caller 517, you live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
What's good? Hocus Pocus?
Yo, what it is like? I know who this is, but go ahead and let everybody else know. What's your name, where you calling from, and how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
People, this is Alex Drake, calling out of L.A., born and raised, one of HP, Hocus Pocus best friends, And I got to say, Hocus Pocus, I want to thank you for your support. You have always been an encouragement to me. You supported me in my my tour in Florida, Miami. You were right there with me and encouraging me. And I really want to, you know, openly say thank you. And I appreciate everything that you have done. And you've always been by my side and supporting me and my family. And I really appreciate that. I have to say that openly.
Oh, indeed. That's what's up, bro. I appreciate you for, you know what I'm saying, letting me know that, you know what I mean? For real, for real. That's what's up right there. That's what's up. Straight up.
Man,
I respect that to the fullest.
You already know I had the best time with you, man. It was absolutely something that I will never in my life forget.
It was so much fun. Man, when we was in Miami, this shit was just off the chain. I can't wait to do this next year, Winter Music Conference. That's what it was, you know what I'm saying? This dude right here, he hit the same stage as Madonna, and his performance was better than Madonna's. I don't give a fuck. I'm not just saying that because he was my homie and shit, but I'm just telling you the truth because the work ethic is just amazing. He's a phenomenal performer. If anybody hasn't seen Alex Drake perform, you shut the shit down, man. Where do you get your inspiration and your energy and all of that from? Like, what inspires you?
Well, I mean, really, God is first in my life. I try to put God first.
Right.
And, you know, I come from an upbringing that is very soulful, you know, and the people around me are very soulful and very spiritually oriented people, like
right.
yourself and your family. I was in a different environment, Miami, South Beach, downtown Miami. We performed, and it was just excellent. You know, I just get in the mood where I really just feel the spirit, and I just let loose. You know, we didn't even know Madonna was going to perform. She was a guest performer
right.
at the club that night of 8,000 people.
Right.
And we didn't even know it. When I perform, I just give my best. And I just thank God that I was given the opportunity to get before everyone and just let loose. And we all had an excellent time. I had so much support from the crowd.
Yeah.
They loved it. And it was great. It was great.
Man,
you
the
by
love
my side,
that was,
you
out there
by
in
my
Miami,
side
they just showed
really
so much love.
It really was. It was the best, man. I'll never in my life forget the time that we had. It was phenomenal.
It really was. It
so
really
I
was. I agree,
Hocus
you know, and
Pocus.
I'm really looking forward to us doing that shit again next year, 2013, Winter Music Conference, Miami, Florida. If nobody has ever been to this, this was my first time, was this year, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to repeat next year because it was amazing. It was phenomenal, you know. The clubs don't shut down. You know, out here in California, unless it's an after-hour spot, the club is over with at 2 o'clock. We was out there, and the sun was up, and we were still partying. You know what I mean? Like, when we was in Miami, the streets was packed. It didn't matter all night. If you was in the club or if you went outside to get some fresh air, it still was popping on South Beach, Miami. Oh, my goodness. That shit was just indubitably great, man. I cannot believe how much fun I had out there in Miami, and I'm really looking forward to doing that again. You know, my girl Magasia, we just had on the line, you know, out there in Miami. You know, I can't wait. It was a ball. It was a blast, you know, for real.
It really was. And I really appreciate the support that we had from Agassi. She came out and she met with us and talked with us and gave us some good advice about Miami. And
right.
I really appreciate her. And I'm looking forward to seeing and eating with her again.
Definitely. Let me get Magasia back on the line real quick. I think... Yeah, Magasia, you live right now, too. Got my boy Alex.
Hi.
Drake.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. I really want to thank you, too. We had an excellent time. But this time when we come, we've got to hang out with you more. We've got to hang out with you more. I was so unaware of some of the things that went down out there. It was my first trip and my first performance, but I really, really want you to be in some of the clubs with us and partying with us, and definitely I would like to announce you on stage and get you out there.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait to next year.
Definitely. And so, you know, really, thanks a lot, sweetheart. You were a part of making our experience phenomenal, life-changing. It was great.
Yes, it
Thank
was.
You so much. I enjoyed you guys, too, saying not eating lunch with you guys and just talking it up. So you guys come back dining in too, most definitely.
Yeah, but we're going to have you cook for us, though, next time, because, shit,
yes.
them restaurants get expensive. Shit, we go grocery shopping, and then we're going to let you cook.
All right, I'm good. That's a word. That could definitely work.
For sure.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to that because I know you could stick your foot in the pot.
What? OMG. What? Okay.
For real. And wiggle a couple of toes, you know?
I know that's right. And I love good food.
Yeah,
oh,
you know she's Haitian too, so she's going to hook it up.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
I want some of them fried plantain and man, I just want you to hook me up.
The sweet fried plantains that make you like, oh my God. Tight work.
For real.
I love it.
So, Alex Drake, I'm trying to upload some music to the switchboard right now because I don't have that track, you know, one of the first house tracks that I ever, you know, co-produced on a track. That Alex Drake is the artist on, you know what I'm saying, with Sydney Perry. You know, shout out to Sydney Perry, DJ Sydney Perry, I should say. You know what I mean? That track is crucial, you know, on iTunes and everything. Tell us, what was the inspiration behind that track? I know it's a remake, but, you know what I'm saying, tell us who was the original artist and what made you want to put this song out, the You Can't Run?
Well, the original writings was that of an individual who felt insecure growing up about who he or she is, and how the stigma of our community and schools tells you that you shouldn't do this or you're that or you're bad, or
right.
It makes a kid grow up thinking that there's something wrong with them, which it's not. The natural things of ourselves are there for a reason.
Right.
And the song was written saying that you can't run. You can't run from yourself, who you really are, whether you like that person or not, or whether you know that person or not, whether you know yourself or not, you still can't run from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the song was written, and the title of it is You Can't Run. I wrote the words to it, we released the first track in 2001, and it did well. So we came back in 2011 and redid it, and it did well. And then 2012, we did two remixes that played in a lot of the clubs, particularly Chicago, New York, Baltimore, and Detroit, and in Los Angeles. It did quite well, and to my surprise, it's still doing well. We've released three other tracks that are covers that has done quite well, too. Right now, one of the tracks that I recorded, which is Anthem, is doing quite well. It's called In the Beginning.
Baltimore,
that track is really blowing
deal.
Up. It's really, really blowing up in Baltimore right now. So what we're doing is we're preparing for release just before we go on tour again in 2013. We have another album that's going to drop, and it's hotter than fire. It's actually bigger than I am. It carries a lot of history. A lot of the songs carry history. I'm really looking forward to it, performing in Miami again, And I'm also booked for Chicago. And I'm also booked for Baltimore. They've been trying to get me there for the last 2 years. So I'm really looking forward. I'm very fortunate. Especially
hey, and I'm
to have
forward
good
to doing
people
that
around
myself.
Me. I'm very fortunate to, you know, to really be, to have this opportunity. And I'm humbled, you know, and I thank God for it. So I'm looking forward to it. It's great. I love it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Man, well, you know, I appreciate you for rocking out with us. You know what I'm saying? How you enjoying the show so far?
Oh, man, I always love your show, HP. It seems impossible to be more impressed with you. I've known you for years and years, and each time I'm exposed to you, I'm more and more impressed, especially at someone of your age with the wisdom and understanding that you have, not only about music, which is your passion, but about politics and life itself.
Mm-hmm.
Someone at your age, it's phenomenal. It's almost as if you've been here before. So to say that you're a good friend of mine is a pleasure, and it's an influence to me. And I encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing. Your radio show is extremely impressive. The people that call in are quality people. You know, you take control of your show and you do well. I'm very impressed with the politics that you discuss on your show. There are no limits, and you're not censored. So that gives you the opportunity to really open up to a wide variety of opinions.
That's really the reason why I took the show, because if it was censored, you know, me and my sailor mouth was not going to be able to get along with talking, you know what I'm saying, with an FCC censored show. It was not going to work. So knowing that I'm able to, you know, no holds barred with this is really what made me take it on, you know. And I'm definitely give a shout out to Miss Queen T and Magasia both, you know, for starting up Next to Blow Radio and letting me have this opportunity to shine, you know what I mean. I missed a few shows in the month of October. I don't think I did one show. You know, I was dealing with so many different situations, but I'm just looking forward to 2013 rebroadcasting this show, like bringing it to that next level. You know what I'm saying? It's been a year now since I've been doing radio, and I love it, you know. So now I want to take it to the next level next year, and I'm just looking forward to everybody calling in, you know. 7 days a week, just in case y'all didn't know, we have a show 7 days a week right here on Next to Blow Radio, different hosts for each different day of the week. And all the hosts here got personality and charisma, so I encourage you too, Alex, to, you know, just call in and listen to some of the shows, some of the different hosts that, you know, be doing their thing when you got free time, because we all are just, you know, we doing this shit because we love it. It's not, you know what I'm saying, because we have to do it. It's because it's for the love of it, you know what I mean? It's an opportunity to give back to the indie artists, you know, let them expose their talent, because they don't really get that many opportunities in mainstream, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about.
That's
definitely
true. And you know, I tell you something. You know, a lot of the public is focused on mainstream music, mm-hmm, and mainstream conversation. We look at the news stations and we look at videos and so on and et cetera. But here you give the common man, which is an artist, true
right.
artist, the opportunity to voice not only their music, but their opinions as well. So that's extremely important, because a lot of the things that mainstream censors does not get censored through your show.
Right.
And that's extremely important, because you give other people the opportunity to share with each other. And that's something that's God-given. You know, it's irreplaceable. Given the opportunity to millions, if not thousands, if not millions of people to share themselves with the public. So you have something that's bigger than you. It's larger than you. It's life itself.
Indeed.
So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, HP. I love it.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. And I appreciate you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing. I'm looking forward to making more music. You know what I'm saying? We need to get in the lab and get some shit done. I've been working on this Baltimore house track, actually, that I want you to be featured on. You know, I try to do it all. You know what I'm saying? I've been stepping into the house music. You and Sydney really pushed me towards house music. So just know that I took all of y'all, the lessons I learned from you guys, trust me, I'm over here creating. We ain't kicked it in a minute. I ain't seen you in a while. But trust me, I'm over here getting work done. And I got some shit for you when you see me, boy.
Okay.
For
real. That doesn't surprise me.
Definitely. You know what? I'm having a problem with the switchboard right now. I'm uploading music right now, but it's taking some time. So if I'm not able to play it tonight, I hope I am. I'm definitely going to have it by next week. You know what I mean? Because, man, I'm telling you that You Can't Run, that song is just, it's phenomenal. It's a really good track. You know, it's party friend. You could dance to it. And also the lyrics behind it, it makes you, you know, it puts you in a better mind. It makes you think. To where do you want to be in life? You know what I'm saying? What it is that you want to do in life, and you can't run from whatever it is. You know, pretty much is what the bottom line of the song is telling you. No matter where you go, there you are. You know.
That's right. That's right.
For real.
Most definitely. I'm very impressed with your topics. I always have been, and I want you to know I will be tuned in next week, next Wednesday, and. You know, I'm very impressed with your topics. The topic that you're talking about tonight is
speaking of the topic,
important.
You know, definitely I want to talk to you about that, at least get your take on it. Shout out to the 718 and the 702. I see we just got calls from them. Don't hang up y'all phone. We're going to take y'all calls in a minute. But, Alex, what I want to know, how do you feel about the situation that happened this past Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary? What do you think caused the shooter to go on a rampage like that, and what do you think us as Americans are just citizens of the world, what do we need to be, what type of influence are, what is it that we need to put out into the atmosphere to stop this type of violence?
Well, there is a saying that goes, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree with that. Let's say, for instance, an individual had in their possession a bomb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they did not have that in their possession, then they could not use it.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
fact is that my heart goes out to a lot of people that lost their lives, including the young man's mother,
right,
which was the first one killed. But I also have to say, why would this lady have all of these guns in her house, knowing that she has had a child that is mentally unstable from early age.
Right. I don't want to cut you off, but this is the story that I heard on why she had so many guns, because she had like 6 or 7 guns in the home. They said she just bought 4 or 5 of them. She only already had 2, I guess. But she went and bought more guns after President Obama was reelected as president for fear of her life, because Obama is the president. She feared for her life, so that's why she went and got more guns. I don't know if it's true, but that's what the rumor mill has been circulating around. That's
crazy.
Well,
one thing is true. I knew something was suspicious because, number one, she had possession of these guns, okay?
Right.
And the gun that was used to kill these kids was not a hunting rifle. It was not a handgun. It was an assault rifle that's used not to kill animals or anything. It's used to kill people.
Yeah, that's military.
It's military. Mm-hmm. So she had that in her possession. Now, not only did she have it in her possession, but she also had it unlocked.
Right.
She had it available to someone who was mentally unstable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It had no safety lock on it. If you buy a gun, you could actually buy a separate lock that locks the trigger.
Right.
Okay? She did not have that. It was not locked up in a safe or a place where this individual who were mentally unstable could get to it. She should have known. Okay, number one. And then on top of that, listen, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, the fact is this. Listen, I believe something is suspicious here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I listened to this. You know, your remarks about, you know, she bought these guns because there's a black man in the presidency. Well, what does that say about the community there?
Right.
What does that say about the mindset there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Wrong follows wrong. Bad behavior follows bad behavior. And everyone is talking about gun control. Everyone's talking about mental health. What about talking about racism? Okay?
Right.
What about talking about separatism? What about,
a lot of
let's
that.
Talk about the hatred for people of color, you know, because these are factors that contribute into the death of 20 kids.
Yeah.
You know, and also, you know, if these kids were kids of color, my question is, would it get the same media?
You know it would. Okay. That's what, that's exactly what bothers me about it, because like I said, I don't want to take away from the families that lost their kids. That, you know, and not, let's not forget about staff members were pronounced dead as well. The one teacher that we mentioned about who told the shooter that the kids were in the gym when she really locked them in the closet or whatever. That's just sad. You know, she was a beautiful young lady. So we don't want to take away from their families. Definitely they're at a loss. But I think that it's pretty fucked up that we don't, you know, broadcast the death. I mean, I don't, it's kind of crazy because it's like, I don't want to hear about everybody dying all the time. But when I do hear about it, why do they always have to highlight that it's the, you know, it's the American white establishment? I think that if it was at a school in the hood, I don't think it would have got as much coverage and as much fundraising and
exactly.
everything, because they're making so much money off of this tragedy now.
Exactly.
They are making
exactly.
money off of this, and it's fucked
millions
up.
And millions of dollars are coming in now, even from overseas, Europe. They're raising money for this particular tragedy. But let's take in mind the same type of incident happened in Atlanta, where hundreds upon hundreds of young black boys was murdered.
Right.
Over a period of over a period of 4 or 5 years in Atlanta, hundreds and hundreds of preteen and teenage boys were slaughtered, murdered, mm-hmm. chopped up, and killed in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And it didn't hit the media. As a matter of fact, this story is being suppressed. It is being hidden. Mm-hmm. And it was based on racism.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
See, crazy. I didn't know that. I didn't know that happened. That's
yes,
to me.
A lot of people don't know it happened,
mm-hmm.
but there were hundreds and hundreds of young boys and some girls that were killed. They were murdered mm-hmm. because they were trying. It was a white supremacy group that was trying to cleanse their town of black people, and mm-hmm. hundreds and hundreds of kids between the ages of 7 years old and 14 years old were murdered. They were slaughtered.
Wow.
And even the law enforcement knew what was going on. And not only did they not try to stop it, but they were involved in it.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. And that's exactly why you're not going to hear this story in mainstream media. That's the reason why.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So, no. Like you said, we don't want to take away from the tragedy that just happened and the families that lost their kids.
Right.
That is horrible.
Right.
What happened was literally horrible. I cannot even think of a movie that depicts killing of kids.
Yeah.
Because it's too horrible. It's unspeakable. Of course, mm-hmm. we don't want to take away from that. But we do want to highlight the fact that there's questions that stands. Like, is this incident racially motivated?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, did people go out and buy guns because of a black president?
Mm-hmm.
Or is people going out to buy multiple guns right now, ever since the incident, because the president wants to put a bill forth to regulate gun control?
Right.
Gun sales have quadrupled since this incident.
That's crazy.
And the majority of people who are buying these guns are middle and upper class whites.
Right.
And I'm not a prejudiced person. Never have been. I've never been brought up that way. But I'm just stating the facts. The fact is that gun sales all over America has quadrupled.
Mm-hmm.
Because the president has come forth and said that we got to do something, not just talk about gun control, but we have to do something about it. So people are going out and buying assault rifles.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They are.
That's insane. Because, I mean, yeah, like you said, assault rifles, that's not for hunting bears and ducks and, you know, animals in the forest. they planning on putting them bullets in a human.
Yes, it's not only designed for killing humans, but it is designed for killing multiple humans.
Right. Yeah, that's the difference.
One of those guns fire 30 times per second. You get 30 rounds per second, and it's ridiculous. And even in some states, you do not have to have a license to buy one. You don't have to register to buy an assault rifle. You could go in a store and just purchase it, and that's ludicrous. Mm. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, so that's, you know, because I have my own opinion. I definitely think that, well, you know, the Constitution was never meant for everybody in the first place. Let's just make that perfectly clear. But, you know, since times changed, and of course that I meant the black man in particular, because we weren't, you know, we were slaves when they wrote the Constitution, so it never was for us. But since times have changed, you know, we should have some type of protection under the Bill of Rights. But, you know, since 9/11, the 9/11 tragedy, a lot of our constitutional rights have been getting taken away from us. And that's my whole thing about, you know, this situation that happened on the 14th of this month. I don't know if that was a false flag operation or not, but I know that it's definitely going to push the gun control law agenda even more so. And I think that, you know, I wish that we didn't have guns. If guns weren't invented, I will, you know, or if they were just invented, like, within the previous year and the public demanded that the guns, you know, we need to take guns away, I would be all for it. But because this, we have had guns for centuries now, you know what I'm saying? It's not like if they was to write a law to say that we can't have guns anymore, do you really think all of the guns are going to get turned in? You know, it's not going to happen. So I definitely think that gun control laws, maybe it needs to be, you know, pushed a little more. Like you said, you should have to register and everything else like that in order to get a gun. You have to have, you know, background check and mental health status. All of that should be required with purchasing a gun. But I'm gonna tell you something: the criminals, the ones that's out here murdering, they are not using registered guns that they picked up and bought. They got that gun off of the street that already probably had
that's
bodies
true.
On it anyway. You feel me? That's not gonna stop death by a gun by writing a new law. That's just how I feel about it. I think that we should have the right to bear arms, because when it was originally written in the Constitution, it was for protection of your family from those that's trying to do harm to you, even if that's including the United States government. And even George Washington have a few quotes about that, you know, about the right to bear arms. It's for if the government fucks up and try to harm you, you got the right to kill them too. I'm not trying to tell y'all go and blow away any senators or nothing, but that's really what it was for. It was for, you know, protection of your family against any viable threat, including the U.S. government. So that's what it was really for. But, you know, I think it's going to take a long time to get this situated and worked out, because I know that they're going to be writing new laws as far as gun control goes. That's definitely what this situation is going to, you know, that's what's going to spawn off from this situation.
I just think that it is, you know, it's past time for us to address certain issues like racism.
Right.
And separatism, you know,
right.
Which is, you know, in my opinion, could possibly be one of the contributing factors in this incident that just occurred. You know, the fear and of people with color being in power, their solution is to turn to a gun.
Right.
So a lot of you know, white families, this is a tradition to have assault rifles, high-powered rifles, handguns, you know, because people of color are rising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I believe we need to address that issue. And I agree with you. Gun control is not the sole answer
right.
to the situation. I believe truth
yeah.
and shedding light on the subjects that people don't want to talk about.
Yeah, they sweep it under the rug.
Yeah,
all the time.
The media is not talking about the fact that this lady had these assault rifles in her home,
mm-hmm.
and they're not talking mm-hmm. about the fact that she had no locks on these guns. She
mm-hmm.
had they were accessible to someone with a mental illness. They're not talking about that, which those are issues that have to be addressed
yeah.
if we want to protect our kids. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I think, and once again, your forum on this show gives us the opportunity to talk about this amongst each other. When without this show, we wouldn't have the opportunity to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't. I mean, even around the dinner table, it's a hush-hush subject.
Right.
And it shouldn't be that way. The more we hide the truth, the more evil will have the opportunity to creep into our homes and in our families and destroy our kids.
I agree.
Once again, I appreciate the fact that you have this show and you bring these subjects to air and give not just myself but anyone who wants to call in and discuss these issues, you give us the opportunity to vent. To show what we really think and express ourselves in a way where we don't have to be afraid to speak on it.
Yeah, and that's what it's for. You know, we shouldn't be afraid, definitely. Sometimes the truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. So, you know, we need to start adding truth into our regimen anyway, because a lot of people are on that false fabricated bullshit thanks to mainstream hip-hop. But it's time to make some changes, because that shit is for the birds, man. Fuck all that fake shit. Let's be real with ourselves. You know, look into the mirror and see who you are as a person. Definitely. And, you know, hold yourself accountable for the shit that's going on wrong, because we are all connected. You didn't go and shoot up the kids at Sandy Hook Elementary, but we are all connected, and we have to, you know, start taking responsibility for the actions that's going on in this world and make better changes. We can't keep talking about it. We got to go out there and do it, you know what I'm saying? Be that change that we want in the universe, for real.
Exactly. I would like to say, lastly, that to all of the listeners out there that tunes in to Hocus Pocus show, if you're an artist, I would like to say we don't always have to sing or write about or rap about a girl's booty and gold chains and fat rims. You know, HP is a person that writes about, you know, things that are really important.
I mean, I got my share of ass-shaking songs. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I think what it is. This is my okay. I don't do the whole resolutions and all that shit. But this is my New Year's resolution. It's gonna be like this for an album, or even within this whole next year for 2013. Any songs that I do in the studio, I'm gonna do a 2 ass-shaking song minimum. I can only do 2 songs a year that's talking about shaking ass and getting drunk and drugs and party and all that shit. And then the rest is to uplift the people. I think that should
exactly.
be our new thing. You know what I'm saying? We
exactly.
need to start bringing up awareness. You know what I'm saying? Definitely let's uplift the people. I'm not trying to tell y'all, you know what I'm saying, that you don't have to make any type of party song, because, of course, we want to go out there and forget about our problems and shake our ass and let our hair down. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's not the only thing that we need to be doing in the world. It's so
that's
much
exactly.
more substance that's going on into this world, so we need to let that reflect in our art, you know?
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying. We don't always have to, rap about partying or sing about partying. There are other issues, and I believe if you're a true artist, you are so flexible and you have a certain talent and gift inside of you that is not limited to just partying. and driving big cars and big rims, there are other issues to talk about. Even, you know, when we talk about each other, you know, Marvin Gaye's song about real love.
Yeah.
Al Green, you know, express your true art and don't be limited to just what is selling,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's popular, you know,
yeah.
to thine own self be true.
Yeah, and that's really what's going on right now. I would say definitely in the last 5 years, that's all you have been hearing. I'm not going to say, oh, I need to work on my word usage, but mostly or majority of what you're hearing is the same type of situations in music, especially with the hip-hop or rap music, I should call it. And it's even, you know, cross-genres, because a lot of R&B and pop and all of that, they talking about mollies and, you know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, I popped the molly before, too. Don't get it twisted, but that's not the only thing I done did in my life. You feel
exactly.
me? Like, why do everybody have to keep hearing the same shit? The shit is getting repetitive, and it's annoying me. You know, I know a lot of people are used to it, and they just become brainwashed, and they don't even realize what's going on. But I think right now they are making a mockery of our people. In hip hop in general is what I'm saying, because a lot of the they classify themselves as hip hop now. It's just, you know, it's on that Nicki Minaj, Barbie-type bubblegum stuff, and it's really making a mockery of us, because it's telling the public that this is all we are capable of doing. When that's all you see, it makes it look like that's all we're capable of doing, and we are so much, so deeper than that, you know?
Very much deeper. So deep.
For real. For real. It's crazy. But, you know, man, shout out to everybody. You know, I still got some calls on hold. Do not hang up your phone. Press that number one when you're ready to go live. You know, it gets deep here on No Good Hump Days right here on Next to Blow Radio. If you tuned in off the internet, the switchboard is going to lock up in 1 minute. So if you want to say something, give us a call. You can listen to the rest of the show, but only via phone. You have to call in. The number is 718-664-9115. If you want to hear what we're discussing, because we're going to keep on talking this shit, you know what I'm saying? The internet's going to shut down on you. So you have to call, pick up your phone, and dial the number 718-664-9115. I got Magasia online with me, my boy Alex Drake, you know what I'm saying? We got another caller from the 718, the 214-661, you know what I'm saying, 323. Press that number one when y'all ready to go live. But right now I'm going to take a little music break, and we're going to get right back into it. Y'all, don't hang up the phone. Hold your horses, all right?
Be the answer. I'm ready to dance when the vamp up. Then when they hit that dip, get your camera. You can see even that bitch hit the Tampa. In the DM, that young sister beacon. The bitch who wants to compete in. I can freak a fit that pump with the peep in. You know what your bitch become when her weep in. I just wanna sip that punch with your peeps in. Sit in that lunch if you're treating. Kick it with your bitch who come from Parisians. You know where to get mine from in the season. Now she wanna lick my plum in the evening. If it's that tongue to deepen. I guess that cunt get any in. I guess that cunt get any in. I guess that can't get any in. I guess that can't get any in. I was in the 212, I'm the uptown A, nigga, you know what's up or don't you? Worker who made ya, I'm a rude bitch, nigga, what are you made up of? I'ma eat your food up, boo, I could bust your eight, I'm a 212, fuck a gun, do. When you do make bucks, I'ma look right, nigga, but you do want to, fuck. Fuck, I'm like, if you want to, come, you gated, get discovered, I'm a 212, cock, I'm licking in the water by the blue bayou, caught the worm goose, and you do rag too, son? Nigga, you're a Kool-Aid dude, plus your bitch might lick it, wonder who let you come to 12, what you do to crew, son? Fuck are you into, huh? Niggas better ooh run run. You could get shot, homie, if you want to. Put your guns up, tell your crew don't front. I'm a hoodlum, nigga, you know you were a few ones. Bitch, I'm about to blew up too. I'm the one today, I'm the new Shifu, young Rapunzel. Who are you, bitch, new lunch? I'ma ruin you, cunt. Girl, you got a lot, but you just wore your dog.
won't get a measure, you won't do much. See, even if you do want to bust, you bitch, you get your cut and touch your crew up too. Pop, you playing with your butter like your boo won't you? Cost a gun too, where you do eat too, hun? I'm fucking with your cutie cue. What's your dick like, homie? What are you into? What's the run, dude? Where do you wake up? Tell you bitch keep hating, I'm a new one too, huh? See, I remember you when you were the young new face, but you do like to slumber, don't you? Now you boo up too, hun. I'ma ruin you, cunt.
What you want to when I eat a
All right, caller from the 718. Do not hang up your phone. You about to be live with me, Magacia, Alex Drake, right here on Next to Blow Radio.
Vamoose, Vamoose, you're one whack to me. You're listening to the...
No good hamper.
Said no good hamper.
With your host.
Your
host. The station with the...
Best music.
I love music.
Little conversation leads straight to penetration. I love a girl who knows what she wants, but where's the patience? What happens is important, and you making me wait a little while before I get to tasting. I kinda miss the chasing, you playing games while my mind's just racing. Take your time, and I will surely take mine. I bet the end result will be a lot more divine. I would love to be inside, whether it's your mind or your body. I'm not lying, but at least make me try for real. During my time, my experience in life, I done seen plenty women not capable of wifey material. I'm so serious, man, where can I go to find a real female who'd rather wait and take it slow? But I'm wondering where this relationship would go if she don't lick me low and drop it down on the floor.
I was just wondering if you was interested in going slow, and if you wanna speed it up, baby, let me know. I heard you got some top-notch game, but for tonight you could let the echo. Bullshit to the side, if you're feeling this and hopping the ride, we'll bend the corners, smoke some free and get high. Bullshit to the side, if you're feeling this and hopping the ride, we'll bend the corners, smoke some weed and just ride. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering why you let yourself go. You following the glitter and you passing up gold. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering why you think you gotta give it up to me just for you to stay in touch with me. I'm just wondering why.
How hard could it be for you to find out if you truly feeling me? In only 1 week, tell me how, cause you see what type of man that I am and could potentially be. Yeah, I love me a freak, but I don't love fast, little arrogant. Toes quick to get fast, like she running out of gas. Right about to break down and need a quick fill up just to get around the same town that she's been in all her life. You wanna be a wife, well, you better do it right. I tell you, keep it tight, you know what I mean when I say this. Treat yourself with respect and you will be my favorite girl. It's not all about your SDS, cause once we finish with that, tell me now what's next. Oh, you wanna relax and chill with me? The only thing I'm thinking about is the fact that you are free.
I was just wondering if you was interested in going slow, and if you wanna speed it up, baby, let me know. I heard you got some top-notch game, but for tonight you just let the echo. Bullshit to the side, if you're feeling this and hopping the ride, we'll bend the corners, smoke some free and get high. Bullshit to the side, if you're feeling this and hopping the ride, we'll bend the corners, smoke some weed and just ride. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering why you let yourself go. You following the glitter and you passing up gold. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering why you think you gotta give it up to me just for you to stay in touch with me. I'm just wondering why.
Mama said take your time, my daddy wasn't there. Learned at an early age that a real man will always care. It's every love we share, but how can I love you truly? It's the first time we ever met, you let me get that booty. You had a love, Jones, I read it and we ain't got that movie. I could've saved a couple dollars, girl, you truly screwed me. You say I'm talking rudely, but really you confused me. I thought you was a shining star, but you was just a groupie. Be addressing all of these type of things. We're analyzing the dreams of a real wife and queen. You know what wifey means, what?
What?
That means life, okay. You know what patience is?
What?
That means right. Take your time and you will find what.
what you need, I'm sure you gon' shine, cause that's exactly what diamonds made for, girl. This is your world, and I'm just a squirrel, tongue twisting like an octopus, trying to get the pearl. It's a boy.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't want to be telling y'all rogue and shit. I love that track right there, though. Magacia and Alex Drake is still on the phone live with me right now. How y'all feeling that music?
Yo, that was a nice-ass track. Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah, that's my boy. Let me get y'all his Twitter so y'all can get in contact with him, because me and him go back, actually, you know. Get in contact with him on Twitter at the boy Ocho. That's D-E-B-O-I. O-C-H-O, you know what I'm saying? Tell them Hocus Pocus sent you over, you know what I'm saying? Give them some love on that track, because that's a slapper right there. You like that track, Alex?
Oh, yeah, that was knocking. I'm loving it.
Yeah, that shit was fresh, huh? Let's get into another caller right now. Been on hold with me for a minute. I really appreciate all the patience you've been having. Caller from the 718-302. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like? 718-302, what's happening? Press the mute button on your phone because I don't hear you. Oh, shit. You been holding this long? You don't want to say nothing? Oh, shit. We're going to just keep it going. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep your mic open. So, you know what I'm saying? When you want to say something, go ahead and talk to us. But, you know, we've been having a good show, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everyone that's been tuned in, rocking with me, you know what I mean? We was talking about the Sandy Hook Elementary situation that happened over the weekend, or this Friday. That was just insane. That was insane, man. My heart goes out to all the family members that was affected by that. And my heart really goes out to anybody in this world that's been affected by loss, because, you know, I mean, people die every day, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to acknowledge those that have died that have not been able to be on the news, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely. My heart goes out to anyone that's dealing with loss, you know, in their families and, you know, friends and everything. It's crazy, you know. I've been dealing with that myself, and, you know, you just got to keep on going, because life goes on. If you're still here, you're here for a reason, and you definitely want to just, you know, keep people motivated and inspired. That's what you're here for, you know. That's what I think. What y'all think?
I agree.
Yep.
I mean, it gets hard, but at the same time, you know, there goes never going to be forgotten, but you just got to keep on going.
You have
Most
to.
Definitely. I think it's important that we really encourage each other. I think there's a lack of love, no matter what color or race or where you come from. I think, in my opinion, whoever and wherever you are, what color you are, it doesn't matter. You're still my brother. You're still my sister. And I have a certain love, a grounded love
right
inside of me for you, no matter who you are. And I believe that everyone is a contributing factor in this thing we call life.
Right.
And it's extremely important that everyone plays a part, no matter who you are, no matter how old you are. And it's the senseless violence that occurred and does occur across the nation, I believe, you know, with more communication and truth and love, that will decrease.
I agree, for real. We have to be more vocal in our opinions. We can't just think about it and not express that. Don't be intimidated or feel fearful over someone not liking what you have to say. I learned that the hard way. A lot of times, you know, in my past, I always been a, you know, creative mind. I always thought outside of the box, but I would never express that because I feared what the people might have to say about it. They might not like that, and I don't want them to stay my friends, so I'm not going to say it. Fuck that. If they are true friends and really care about you, it don't matter. They're going to ride out with you even if they disagree with what it is you have to say. I remember a while ago, me and Alex had a debate over politics, and it got kind of heated. I'm like, damn, but you know what? I enjoyed that debate because we learned from each other, you know what I'm saying, by discussing that. And at the end of the day, we still cool. You can't be fearful over, oh, we not going to be friends no more because I had this opinion. It's only a pen. It's like an asshole. Everybody has one. You know what I mean?
I believe we're supposed to have disagreements because that's how iron sharpens iron.
Right.
I can clearly say that today I am a better man for knowing Hocus Pocus. I am.
Hey, that's
I'm a better man just for knowing him. And being the opportunity, having the opportunity to disagree or agree with him, I'm a better person. And I have more love inside of me, and I have more talent and more art and more gifts inside of me because iron sharpens iron.
Right. Hey, that's true right there. That's for real. Iron sharpens iron, definitely. You can't be iron and go into a room full of plastic and think you're going to get sharper. It's not going to work.
Exactly.
You need to, yeah, you know.
Exactly. So I think, you know, it's important that that we do discuss, and I know we're supposed to disagree.
Right.
That's how education comes in.
Right.
When I was in college, in our college classes, the most influenced class discussion was when we all disagreed with certain subjects.
Mm-hmm.
At a time, you know, the nation of the United States felt like slavery was something that God said was supposed to exist.
Right.
And everyone agreed with that.
Yeah.
You know,
but it
and,
took it, yeah, it took those that disagreed with it to finally, you know, their voices to get heard to finally, you know, end it, you know,
it,
at least the
exactly.
physical aspect of slavery.
Because exactly.
I think a lot of people are still slaves in the mind, so slavery does yeah. still exist, you know.
Oh, most definitely. Evil still exists. Negative
right.
still exists. And even that,
yeah.
you know, there's the principle of yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't understand why negative things exist. We don't. And we would like to have a perfect world. We'd like to have, you know, everything rosy. But there's a reason why negative exists. We can't say why or discuss that in detail unless we get together and agree to disagree and get these subjects out on the table. It's extremely important because, listen, I'm going to tell you something. In watching the news about these kids being killed, was so horrible to me to see the faces of these absolutely beautiful kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
These talented, gorgeous kids. You could only think of your own kids.
Right.
And say, you know, this is horrible. This is literally atrocious,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I didn't even know it until I heard it on your show today that each of those kids were shot a minimum of 3 times. That
mm-hmm.
assault rifle, when that bullet hit, it exited with serious damage.
Yeah.
And to know that a beautiful little kid like that had to go through something like that, this is unacceptable mm-hmm. to me.
It is. I mean, it's, you think you sending your child to school, they're safe. Now I can go to work or take care, run some errands and do whatever else because they safe at school. But now all of the parents are going crazy not knowing, you know, they worried. I hope this don't happen again. I heard that there was someone out here in California. They stopped it, though, luckily. But someone was trying to do a copycat thing on Monday. They wanted to do a copycat, but they caught the people or whatever. That's crazy.
It's literally atrocious. You know, not saying that, you know, it's okay for an adult to be killed. No, it is not.
No, not at all.
It is not. But an innocent child.
Yeah, it just
that's not acceptable.
It's another animal when you go. Yeah, when you never think. I mean, like you said, yeah, it's not right for anyone to be murdered. That's just wrong. But when you see a child, innocent child, it definitely pulls some strings, you know. It makes it hurt that much more because that's just insane. You know, a child didn't even get to double digits. They were 5, 6, and 7 years old.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally ridiculous. And for a person who, and I believe this person did have some mental issues, mental and if not emotional issues. That's true. I believe this person was not really wrapped too tight. But the fact is that this person had access to some of the most dangerous weapons known to man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not acceptable. It isn't. I believe assault rifles alone, period, should not be allowed in a home. Period.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be allowed in a home under no circumstances. Of course we want to protect our families. Of course we want to, you know, be reminded of the Fifth Amendment. That's true. But an assault rifle, okay, why can't we go out and buy hand grenades then?
Hmm. Yeah, you see, well, I was thinking of my rebuttal, but you stopped me right there.
I was sitting
over here thinking of how to come back at you, but why can't we go buy a grenade? You're right.
Then we should be able, if you want to bring in an assault rifle, then why can't we go out and purchase the materials to make nuclear weapons?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason why we can't do those things, okay? Because those are weapons of destruction that goes beyond you protecting your family,
mm-hmm.
okay? It goes beyond your Fifth Amendment, and the same with assault rifles. That you know, it's unnecessary, and it does not help any situation. I understand the NRA. I understand their points of views. I understand that this is a country of freedom.
Right.
That's true. But the president made a statement just recently. He said, the price of our kids being exposed to this type of destructive violence, is that the price we pay for the freedom of owning a gun?
Hmm.
Not acceptable.
Yeah,
just because you want to express your rights under the Fifth Amendment, you know, we have to look at our kids being murdered like this as a price of freedom? No, I don't think so.
The fact is
that these kind of weapons, even the handgun, one of the handguns that was found in this person's possession in this home was not a hunting handgun. It was a handgun designed to murder whatever that bullet hits because it'll go in into a body very small. But when it comes out, it's the size of an orange.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. I can't even imagine.
And for a child.
I really feel sorry for
to go through that.
the police officers and the fire department and, you know, the first responders to that truck, they had to see those kids' bodies. I know they're gonna deal with that for the rest of their life. I don't know.
For
that's
the rest
trauma.
Of their lives.
That's trauma to see them dead bodies like that. Wow.
Yeah, it is. And for a child to go through a violent act like that is just literally not acceptable in a society of our magnitude.
Right. I mean, we are in America. It was once the greatest nation on the planet Earth. What happened to us? What's going on with America? Why are we going through this shit that we're going through? I mean, it seems like every year it gets worse.
I think one of our main problems is there's an elephant walking around in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's an elephant.
What does that mean?
What
break
that
it down
means
for
is everyone is ignoring the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the fact that racism is still here. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not discussing the truth about, you know, this black man in president. You know, when he was elected, there were so many people literally crying like babies.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, out loud, like, you know, crying.
Yeah.
Sobbing. And because a black man is president.
Yeah, and not tears of joy, you mean. You're talking about those that were very upset that
exactly.
He made it as a president.
I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I mean, come on, you know. Of course it happened much sooner than all of us expected. That's
right.
True. But the fact is, you know, there is a lot of hatred.
You know, I mean, I don't know if it's maybe, obviously, each time there's a new president, we're all older. So maybe I'm paying attention more so now than before. But it seems like I've never seen a president go through so much scrutiny as President Obama has been going through. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've never heard of a president having to verify their birth certificate and all that. I mean, even as simple as that, of course, there's more major things that he's been having to go through, but even as simple as them not believing his birth certificate was authentic, when have they ever asked for any other president's birth certificate? You know what
never.
I mean?
Never.
Exactly. That's fucked up.
Well, another elephant that's walking around, you know, in the living room is there is a lot of hatred toward women.
Yeah. Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
There's a lot of separatism.
Right.
And it's really, really sad, you know, that a lot of people really feel like women are second class citizens.
Right.
No,
and, you know, I think that's why a lot of hatred is going towards Barack Obama, because he pushes a lot of women's rights. He has two beautiful daughters that he's raising. So, of course, you know, and then he's the only male in the house, I guess, you know, as far as the family is concerned. He's surrounded by women. So, of course, they are a priority to him. And I think that a lot of the Republicans in particular, but a lot of society don't like that, especially being the white male society, I should say, because they want to stay in charge and in power. And they know that Barack Obama is pushing women's rights, and they don't like it.
Well, I mean, you know, I was exposed to a story just recently, and it should have been publicized nationwide. And this story was about a group of women that had gone through the United States military
mm-hmm.
and was raped over and over and over again. And they tried to report it. They tried to do a lot of things to bring it out in the open, not just to get justice for what had happened to them, but to prevent mm-hmm. it from happening to other women.
Yeah.
And it was stifled.
Mm-hmm.
It was stuck under the rug. The military almost have a license to rape women, and that's not okay.
Yeah,
that's not okay. Women in the military in the United States
mm-hmm.
of America is being raped in our military over and over and over, even after they report it.
Yeah. Damn.
Wow.
That's insane. Yeah,
that
I didn't know. I've be trying to do my research, but I haven't heard about that one.
That
I would definitely
is not
Google that.
Acceptable. It is not acceptable. It is not. Listen, I have a mother, I have sisters, I have friends. You know, there was one topic on a talk show, and I won't go into detail, but these individuals were talking about the fact that all the accomplishments known to man was accomplished by men and men solely, and that women had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. I totally disagree.
Yeah.
Any and every accomplishment known to man, women had either direct or indirect connection with.
Right.
Period.
Definitely. I agree. I mean, shoot, it's not a day that goes by that I don't think of a woman. So, you know what I mean? Like, man, I love the ladies. Shout out to all my ladies out there, especially my stand-up women, I should say, you know, that's providing, taking care of their families, the single parents, the single mothers out there. Oh, my God, I love y'all so much. I was raised by a single mother, you know what I mean? And I love my mom to death. She did the best for us to make us the outstanding men that we are. And definitely women need to have more I don't know, they need another platform because, yeah, they are not second-class citizens at all. I don't look down on women at all. I don't know why the country still does that. Why? I don't get it.
Without our women, society would not survive, period.
And that's true. Because, one, I'm not trying to go to no sausage party, first off. I'm not trying to go to the sausage party. And then, second off, yeah, we need women just because. I mean, what the hell? Why the fuck would I want to be in a fraternity with all these damn men? I'm sorry. We need to include some women into it. Shit.
Exactly.
For real.
Exactly.
Man.
And, you know, I believe the actual female mindset, you know, needs to be a little more healthy. You know, I think women put up with men that they should get away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, even putting a man before their own kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
It's wrong. I believe one of, other than life itself and God himself, I believe woman is our most precious element.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because a woman brings to the table a lot of things that men don't have. That's why God gave us a woman.
Exactly.
There's a reason why women exist, and it's not just for sex, you know, or for breeding. You know, no. It's much more deep, you know, and I believe it's an elephant that no one talks about.
Mm-hmm.
At all, period. You know,
elephant
and,
in the room.
It's something that attributes to the main problems in our society. You know, HP, I know your mother, one of the strongest black women I have ever met in my life. A lady that stands up and
right.
speaks up. A lady that is. If she's exhausted, she still gets up and handles her responsibility.
Oh, man.
You know?
Man, I don't know no one that doesn't like her, for real. I've seen my mom pull so many different feats. It's amazing. I'm like, are you just superwoman? Because I'm surprised at some of the stuff that she do. Like you said, yeah, she'll be exhausted and still get up in that kitchen and whip up some shit. You feel me?
And go handle her responsibility. So,
yeah.
The elephant walking around,
mm-hmm.
and everyone just walks past it and don't discuss it and ignores it and acts as if it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a part of the problem. It is. And I believe, you know, if we had someone like Michael Moore that would talk about the true issues
mm-hmm.
of what happened, what's going on in that community regarding, you know, people buying these assault rifles and and high powered handguns and you know, someone to stand up and speak up and you know, and not be afraid of the repercussions, you know, of individuals who are self-centered and selfish. You know, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Definitely, we should. And you know, Chris, there's something Chris Rock said, and it's a comedy, but I think it definitely needs to go into consideration. Maybe we don't need more gun control laws. We need bullet control laws. If they charge you $500 per bullet, trust and believe, ain't nobody going to be dying like how they die now. Because bullets are cheap. Bullets are cheap, so they don't care. They're not thinking about it. Money is the root of all evil, as they say, but people going to watch their money. They not going to just be, trust me, you're not going to hear of innocent bystanders getting hit anymore if them bullets was $500 a pop. Because they're going to make sure that bullet is going to go into the person they intended it going on. For real.
That's so true.
For real. They should. That's really something that maybe the any politician that's listening to this show, because I'm sure some type of way y'all hear Next to Blow Radio, y'all need to take that into consideration. Maybe y'all need to stop doing the gun control laws and do some bullet control laws. That's what y'all need to think about. For real. Go charge a higher price for bullets, and I bet you that the national crime rate and murders will go down in America. I bet you. I'm sure that it will, because I'm sure not about to be. I don't like wasting my money, and if I'm going to buy some bullets costing $500 per bullet, if I'm ready to kill somebody, it's going to kill the person I intended. I am not going to have no innocent bystanders. Sorry. You know, I can't kill no innocent bystander. That's $500 out of my pocket, goddammit. You getting this bullet tonight.
Tonight.
For real.
All intended, for real.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
It is. Well, man, you know, I appreciate y'all for, you know, tuning in to this show. It got deep tonight. You know, I love shows like this. Anybody that's listening off of the internet, well, the internet is shut down now, but if you go back into the archive, you're listening to this show, I want y'all to call in and bring this type of conversation to the table every Wednesday, 7 days a week. But you know my platform, I love to talk about these type of situations. So call into the Wednesday show, No Good Hump Days, with your host, Hocus Pocus. And let's just bring forth some knowledge, some truth and awareness, you know, that the mainstream media don't do. I want y'all to be able to do that. You know, that's what this show is for, stationed by the people, for the people, ran by the people, you know what I mean? And we do this every day, 7 days a week. Make sure y'all just rock with us. You dial the number 718-664-9115. If you forget what time the show comes on, if you dial that phone number, the little computer lady will let you know when the next scheduled show is on. So write down the phone number. Once again, it's 718-664-9115. You know, when you want to go live, press that number 1. You're going to hear the lady say you're now in the list queue. That means that we know that you want to go live, and we will take your call as soon as possible. Sometimes we have high call volume. Most times, I should say, we have a high call volume. So if you're on hold for a long time, don't give up and hang up the phone thinking that we're not going to answer your call. We are. We just, you know, we have to take them in order. That's how I definitely take them in order, from whoever pressed that number 1 first. So when you press that number 1, you will go live on the show. Just be patient. Don't hang up the phone, because we had a few callers. I know they got tired of holding on and they hung up. But it's all right, you know. Call us, 718-664-9115, and bring some awareness to the table, you know what I mean? Let's talk about some things. You know, if y'all want to talk about the bullshit, we could talk about that too. Don't get it twisted. But I really like to talk about some relevant situations. You know, I encourage those to uplift the people. You know, we need to talk about other things. We don't need to keep talking about the same thing all the time. So that's what I'm here for, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all rock out with me next week. You know, I'm going to close the show off with a couple of songs. But, yo, Alex Drake Magasia, if y'all want to say anything right now before we end the show, let everybody know how we can get in contact with you, any shots out, you know what I'm saying? Go on ahead. This is the time. Do it.
Well, I just like to say, go ahead, Magasia.
All right, I was going to say that. I had a great time. Tonight's show was crazy, as usual, on the Hocus Pocus show. You know, shout out to everybody that was tuned in. All the ones that pressed 1, that didn't press 1, make sure you guys tune in to Miss Queen T. McGonagall show. Well, in 2013, I think it's going to be January 1st. We're going to go live 8 to 10, Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you follow us at XSublimal Radio with the number 2. At she underscore is underscore Magasia, MAGASSIA. Thanks, Hocus.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Alex Drake.
I would like to give props to the show, Hocus Pocus, No Good Hump Day. I love it, and I love the conversation and the music and the opportunity. I would like to say that those who did call in and did press 1 and did not get the opportunity to speak, don't give up. And if I've taken up too much time, please charge it to my head, not to my heart. It's very passionate subjects, and it's easy, you know, to get carried away. And I definitely want to hear what you have to say. So don't give up. Keep calling in. Keep pushing to get in and be heard. Don't give up because HP is a good dude. And he has a good show going on. So let's keep it going. Let's give him some support. And let's just, you know, above all, let's all stay in prayer.
For sure. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate the both of you. You know, I love you guys. Y'all keep on doing, motivating the people, doing what y'all doing. Do it to the best of y'all abilities. I look forward to bringing in the new year with you guys. You know, let's make it bigger and better than 2012. I had an amazing year. We had our up and down moments, you know. We lost loved ones and all type of things, battling with sickness and all type of things been going on, you know, but 2013 is going to be a new year. Let's make it better, you know. Each day, let's make it better, really. Let's not even think about going into the new year. Let's think about going into tomorrow better than today. You know what I mean? For
That's
real,
right.
You know, it's a lot of, we have a lot of love to give out there, and I definitely want to give it to y'all, you know, on the spread the awareness and what the knowledge that I have acquired. That's what I do, you know. I post a lot of stuff on Facebook, and I know I piss people off sometimes, but I'm just sharing my opinion. That's what I'm here for. I think that's what I'm here for. And that's what I'm going to do.
That.
Say it again.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's
and
nothing wrong with
not.
Voicing your opinion.
It's not. You know, it was crazy. The night President Obama rerun the election, you know, and I'm happy. Don't get it twisted. I don't down President Obama, none of that stuff. I'm proud to say that we have a black man in office. I think that it's great. But I forgot exactly what the post was, but it was something on the lines that y'all act like he Jesus or something. You know, like, I hope y'all do that when Jesus returns. And, you know, I lost, like, 10 Twitter followers, and two of them in particular, they was going in. We was writing back and forth, nigga, fuck you. It's all about Obama, bitch. And all they was mad at me. It'd be funny. They was funny. I mean, I appreciate them for being passionate on that. You know, they're just as passionate as I am with my opinion, so I'm not knocking them for that. But sometimes it'd be crazy how I lose friends and followers over posting my opinion. But it's all good. I'm going to keep on doing it. That's what I'm here for, baby. Ain't nobody going to stop it. Shit.
For
real. So make sure if y'all want to see some of those posts, you know, and you want to get offended, you could add me and then you could delete me afterwards on Twitter at HPocus2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. Make sure you also follow DJ No Good X2, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter. I don't do none of those type of posts. So maybe you want to follow the DJ No Good on Twitter. That's the account I use for the radio show. So follow at DJNOODX2, DJ No Good X2, you know what I mean? Mention me, let me know that you're following me so you can get that follow back. All of my information, all of my different links are, you know, on Twitter. You could just Google me, HPOKUS2, HPOKUS, the number 2. I'm Google relevant. You can find anything. You can find my emails, all that shit. But matter of fact, if you're listening and you want to send me some music, because I've been having a lot of people lately asking for my email address, if you want to send me music, make sure it's in MP3 format. Send it to hpocus2.wntbradio@gmail.com. That's HPOKUS, the number 2, dot WNTBRADIO at gmail.com. Please include the song title and the artist's name. You can also add your Facebook and your Twitter account. I'll follow you. I'll add you on Facebook, all of that stuff, so we'll be able to stay connected outside of the radio. You know what I mean? Doing this every Wednesday, 6 to 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 to 11 Eastern Time. I look forward to having another show next Wednesday. That's going to be December the 26th, I believe. Yep, on the 26th. That's the day after Christmas. So, yeah, Magasi and Queen T not going on Christmas Day, but y'all could call in the next day and tell me what y'all got for Christmas, with Santa Claus dropping y'all stockings and shit. You know
what
I mean?
I wrote Santa Claus a letter, too. And you wrote me back.
What?
And I didn't put no stamp on it. I put Santa Claus. I didn't put no stamp on it.
Here, holy
bell.
What you asking Santa Claus for Christmas? What you want this year?
I told Santa Claus that I want a new laptop. I've been good all year long, and I voted, so he needs to bring me that.
Huh? And you voted.
Yes,
that's what's up.
What
you asking for, Alex? What you want for Christmas?
I want to be a better person.
Oh, okay. There we go. Be a better person. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's tight right there. That's tight. But shit, I want two things for Christmas. Shit, I want one of them gonna be material, and the next one, I agree with you. I would like to be a better person too, but I don't want to steal your idea. So let me think of one another way to phrase it. I want to be able to help others out more than what I've done this year. I want to be able to help others, you know, whether it's financially or spiritually, mentally, whatever it is. That's something I definitely want to do. And a physical gift that I would want? That's a good one. I mean, I really don't have too many wants. I want a new car, goddamn it.
A new car.
I want a new car, babe. Hell yeah, that's what I need. I want a you know what? Take the car. I want a motorcycle. That's what I want. Everybody like that
motorcycle.
Oh my gosh, you talking about no? Hey, that's dangerous. I want a motorcycle that I really want to go, you know, vroom on my Yamaha.
Oh, wow.
I do. I think I'll be. I mean, I'm not gonna be doing the reckless stunts. But I definitely want to stunt a little bit, you know. I think that Fully Loaded could be like the next Rough Rider clique. Remember when Rough Rider first came out and they was all on their motorcycles and motorbikes and shit like that?
Yeah.
That's the vision I have for Fully Loaded. I think we'd go hard in the paint doing that shit. But that's just my opinion.
That's what's up, though.
For real. Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys. I appreciate y'all for showing me this love. Y'all know I'm doing this every Wednesday. Tune in next week, you know what I'm saying, the day after Christmas. I'll have another interesting topic, you know what I'm saying. Looking forward to everybody that wants to share their experience. Call me up, 718-664-9115. Press that number 1 to go live. Shit, okay, I'm going to just be out with that. I'm in this show right here with this track by my boy Xavion Jaquan. I know he's killing it right now. Shouts out to ZJ, you know what I mean? Whatever he might change his name into, he said he might change his name or whatever. We're going to see. But the boy is so talented, you know what I mean? I know he's working hard in the studio right now. Be on the lookout for some music. I'm going to be producing some stuff for him, definitely, so I can't wait to get that going, you know what I mean? But in the meantime and in between time, I want y'all to check this song out right here, 4 a.m. by Xavion Jaquan, right here on Next to Blow Radio. Yeah.
For you. guy looks like he's up to no good or he's on drugs or something.
He's a asshole. They always get away.